Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Hippolyto Cataneo, who's CEO at Ajax. How are you today, Hippolyto?
Hi, Zach. Very well, very well. Nice to be here.
Right, we're speaking in the wake of your RNS today, where it just said appointment of geological consultant, Brazil, which perhaps didn't do the story as much justice as it could have.
No, you're right. Admittedly, it's not the most sexy of headlines, but the underlying news is, in my view, very appealing because, of course, it relates to our acquisition of the Pereira Velho gold project from Appian in Brazil. And reading the finer details of the RNS announcement, you'll see that the person who we've engaged is not only one of the most talented geologists in Brazil, who's been behind some very, very large discoveries, multi-million ounce gold discoveries in Brazil, but he is also the man who discovered the Pereira Velho project. So we have, the 110,000 ounces that we have in the in-house estimate from Appian, which is non-dual compliant. That was under the leadership of Mr. Elton Pereira. So the plan now is to take the project to 350,000 ounces, have a maiden dual compliant report, and there's no better person on the face of the earth than Elton to take us there, the man who discovered the project and who led the Appian technical team. I was also part of the team that took the Serrote mine, which is 20 kilometers away from Pereira Velho, from a 30 million acquisition price to a 420 million sale price in 2025. So, this is an open pit gold discovery. Gold today is at $5,000 an ounce, which would have been unthinkable only a few months ago. And so, yeah, I mean, the reaction to this news was rather disappointing, but I think I'm not too concerned because, of course, the mid and long term plan is to get this mine to get this project to a mine, so get to the 350,000 ounces and then beyond. He thinks there's 1 million ounces in the ground. I trust his judgment because he discovered this project, but we'll get there in stages. And I think there's no better time to be involved in a gold project than Appian is sending to us.
Right, apart from understated RNS titles, the other thing which maybe the market has difficulty in grasping is that, you actually have been very busy and you've got Eureka and you've got Paguanta and you've got so many other things going on that maybe, people have difficulty working out how you can, you can pack all that into a 9 million market cap company.
Yeah, you're right. So we've done quite a bit. We've got Leon, which is, I'm currently in Argentina in Salta province. I'm calling you live from Salta. That is, our speciality, our bread and butter has become, and has always been our strategy, acquiring assets with significant latent potential and high historical expenditure. So Leon is a copper silver project with a 6.6 million ton copper resource at 0.6%. That was previously owned and discovered and operated by Alexander Mining, that put more than £20 million into the project. And so we've signed an option for $100,000 in shares with a 4-year duration. At the end of the option, we've got the possibility to buy it for $3 million, which is peanuts when you compare that to the value of the metal on the ground. Paguanta is a silver lead zinc project, which we've agreed terms to acquire it for an upfront equity consideration of $350,000 price at 25 pence per share equity in Ajax. So, a significant premium to our share price. So we're doing these are all near term producing assets. We want to take to the mining to open pit mining. So it's a good portfolio put together in for a company that has, had until recently a market cap of 4 or 5 million, has a strong cash position of roughly 2.5 million, no debt, and a highly incentivized board, which has, in excess of almost 30% of the company. So, we're not too worried. I think our value has been appreciated well by the market in recent weeks, and will continue to be appreciated as we deliver on the Eureka project, which of course we're now drilling. You may have seen a very nice video we released yesterday about our drilling operations. The first drilling started a couple of weeks ago, and we're drilling right above the historical mine, which has a 400-year history of production. So we're looking forward, very much looking forward to sharing the results of that drilling. Already, that there's clear evidence of copper, of significant copper mineralization. So we're very pleased. So today, RNS, a bit disappointing to see that the perhaps the market didn't understand the significance of the appointment, because normally a geological consultant being appointed is not material. So there's no, I wouldn't be surprised on that front. But I think if you take a step back and look at the wider picture of what are the significance of this appointment, of this individual being an Appian product, being firstly a very successful geologist in his own right, independent of Appian, because he's discovered multi-million ounce gold deposits in Brazil. But then the man who discovered it at Appian, where he was a senior technical figure, having him on board is in my view very significant. So that was the key point about today's news, which maybe the market will better understand on Monday, when gold might hit $5,000 an ounce, as some analysts are saying this morning.
Well, you've done very well already, and the shares are up 125% last year. They're already up a quarter so far this year. We can take the announcement today as a badge of honor for the company. I mean, obviously, Elton wouldn't have turned up if he didn't think you were a proper company and a decent company with decent prospects. So it's just a matter, I suppose, with your, as I said, 9 million market cap, for others to decide what the real value, the underlying value of the company is, and maybe that will become more apparent as you develop your projects.
Yeah, and I mean, another point to add is that we, as part of the deal with Appian, which is a $5 billion plus private equity group with a focus on mining, that they are becoming a significant shareholder on Aja in Aja upon completion of the deal. So what we want to do is we the liquidity we've had has been extraordinary in the last couple of weeks. We had one day last week when we had almost 700,000 pounds of shares traded in a single day, which was a record and was really interesting and good to see. We're we want to get institutional money into the company so that when we have big valuation increases, as we've had recently, which, as you rightly said, are only fair because we've done a good job. Of course, we're not patting ourselves on the back. We've got a lot of work to do, and a lot more to deliver. But we're going in the right direction. And having Appian on board endorsing our strategy, the announcement that we put out on the 11th of December had a statement from Appian where they said explicitly that they liked our strategy, that they had confidence in us, and that we were the right people to take the Pereira Belo Gold project forward. So having all that on, done and accomplished, and looking to the future, we feel that these ingredients, these factors, will put us in a very good position as we then develop these projects, because Aguanta, Leon, Pereira Belo, Eureka, and potentially some other deals looking at, they will inevitably, all of them or some of them will deliver value in the current metal environment and metal pricing environment. So I have unwavering, in fact, ever greater confidence in what we're doing, and where possible, I'll continue to add and increase my position in the company.
Hipólito Cataneo, CEO at Ajax Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.